for Valentine's Day. It's coming up Thursday, and in this day and age of making healthier choices, it's kind of tough to figure out what to do, because buying your sweetie a bouquet of flowers and a box of dry kale chips just doesn't quite feel the same if you love creamy, velvety, sweet, and lovely chocolate. But if you can at least read the labels on the box of chocolates, you might be able to make a wiser choice. Doreen Pengrax is with us next. She traveled the world researching chocolate, and then she wrote a book called Chocolate Tour, A Quest for the World's Best Chocolate. The Manitoban runs her website of the same name, and her most recent post is all about how to navigate the labels on chocolate. Hi there, Doreen.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm very well. So how often are you asked that question, how to choose healthier chocolate?
Well, gratefully, it's happening more and more because my mission has been to try and get people to think of chocolate as a health food rather than a candy. And particularly in the States, you know, people have always called chocolate candy. But in Canada, I think we're leading the pack in looking for healthier foods. We've just redone the Canada Food Guide and whatnot. And you can now include chocolate as one of those major health foods. It's got more antioxidants and more bioflavonols than even broccoli or kale or blueberries or goji berries or whatever. So we really have to learn how to think of chocolate in its pure sense.
Now, we also have to try to understand what that means. So what are the basic differences between the different types of chocolate?
Okay. So we'll start with white chocolate. Now, white chocolate has no cocoa mass in it, no essence of the cocoa. So it's just got cocoa butter and it's got sugar, and then it may have extra flavors added to it like apricot or nuts or whatever. So that's the least healthy form of chocolate because it doesn't have those bioflavonols and antioxidants which are found in the essence of the cocoa mass.
Okay.
The next step is the milk chocolate. Now, milk chocolate has some cocoa in it, but not as much as dark chocolate, and it will have either milk or cream added to it. A chocolate ganache is usually made with cream. A chocolate milk chocolate bonbon or something is usually made with milk. And there are some innovative chocolatiers who are now making ganache that are water-based and therefore vegan-friendly and have no milk in them. Then we'll move on to dark milk chocolate. Now, that's actually my favorite type. It's a new type that many craft chocolate makers are doing, and it generally is between 55% and 65% cocoa.
Okay.
And so it's a dark chocolate that's been made pure without any milk, but at the very last stages, they add a little bit of milk powder to it, and it just makes this super creaminess. It's fantastic.
So I'm jumping right to labels just before we get to the darkest type of chocolate, because if I'm in the store and I want to buy dark chocolate, but I don't want it to taste super, super bitter, maybe I would go for that 55 to 65% then?
Yes. The dark milk chocolate is just so beautifully creamy in your mouth, and yet it has a very pronounced chocolate flavor without any bitterness.
Okay.
Okay, so then dark chocolate is generally 70% cocoa and higher.
And that's the best for us, right?
It's definitely the best for us. Now, if you don't want to go to that highly intense flavor, if you stick to the 70 or 72% chocolate, you're still getting a very beautiful pronounced chocolate flavor without the intensity of the 100%. That 100% is for the diehards,
yep.
You know. Yeah.
Now, when I'm looking at the label, I mean, you obviously have already explained the percentages, but what else might I look for when I flip over the chocolate bar?
Okay. The main thing, if people remember one thing from this conversation today, is look for simplicity of ingredients. A chocolate bar generally should only have two ingredients: cocoa mass, or it could also be called cocoa liquor. There's no alcohol in that. Or it could be called cocoa paste, whatever. Or it could be saying cacao or cocoa, and then organic cane sugar. Those two ingredients are the primary ingredients of any good chocolate bar. Then they can add enhancements, like I mentioned earlier, nuts or fruits, or, you know, vanilla bean, or, you know, different things.
So less is more.
Chili, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. And what about storage? If I bought something, there's always this debate. Do you put it in the freezer? Do you ever put
never.
It in the fridge?
You no. should never put your chocolate in the freezer or fridge unless, number one, you're in a hot climate. So when we have those hot spells of, you know, 43 degrees Celsius in the summer or something like that, then yes, you should put your chocolate in the fridge or a cooler.
Okay, but that is not now.
That is definitely not now. Because you know what? When you either freeze or refrigerate chocolate, it's just like doing the same with fruit. You numb those beautiful flavor profiles. So if you must store it in some refrigerated fashion, make sure you let it go back to room temperature before consuming it.
So a couple questions for those that are buying for Valentine's this week. First of all, because you've traveled the world studying this and tasting chocolate all over, what country would you buy from?
Oh, that's a loaded question, Marcy.
There
are such good chocolate in every part of the world. I've even found Iceland makes fantastic chocolate. Mm. But let's talk local. If people, you know, if we want to support some local chocolatiers, there are some very good ones in the city now. And that is something I've been jumping from the roof from for a while. We've got such great chocolate right here in Winnipeg. So say, for instance, if I was going out looking to buy a beautiful chocolate treat to give somebody that has, you know, a myriad of flavors and whatnot, I'd go to Decadence Chocolates on Sherbrooke and buy their turtles. They have the best turtles I have ever had, I think, in all the world. Or say, for instance, if you wanted pure chocolate, Ashanti has an espresso bar, which is amazing. They're on Cordon. Constance Pops makes the Manitoba beet truffle, which is delicious.
And they're in St. B. Yeah,
on Provence. And then Purdy's, we now have two locations in Winnipeg. They've really upped their game, and they have a goat cheese and Chardonnay truffle, which you can consume with the wonderful Quail's Gate Chardonnay that's in the chocolate, and it is a match made in heaven.
Well, I don't mind you name-dropping, because you seem to have gone around to a lot of different businesses locally, so that sounds good to me. I promised people I would ask you this, Doreen. What if you don't have that much money to spend? Like, you know how a sommelier can say, you don't have to spend $40 on the wine. You can find a great bottle for $10.
Yeah.
How do I do that with chocolate? Like, is there such a thing as good chocolate at the lower price point?
Yes, because you know what? If we want good, but we don't have a lot of money, we buy small. A lot of the craft chocolate makers, and you asked me some of the best ones. Okay, if we're going abroad, Fine and Raw is a great example. They're in Brooklyn, New York, and they have these teensy-weensy little bars. And so they only cost $5, $10, but you're getting the best chocolate in the world. And Hummingbird in Ontario has won best in the world, you know, and they have chocolate bars that are $10. And under. So if we look for purity of ingredients, that's our number one thing, and then we buy according to our budget.
So just before you go make us jealous, where's your next chocolate trip?
Well, I'm going to share something with you. As you know, I do normally travel for chocolate, but this week I've got two things that are keeping me in Manitoba. Number one, I'm doing a chocolate class at McNally's, and if anybody wants to learn about mindful chocolate tasting.
Okay.
This one is sold out on February 15th, but we've got another one on April 26th.
Nice.
And I will teach people how to taste chocolate. But on Sunday, February 17th, there is a chocolate expo at Festival de Voyageur. And Constance Pop has co-sponsored a chocolate carving event where they're bringing in Christophe Morel from Montreal. There's going to be Charlie Johnston, the muralist.
And we may, in fact, be doing a separate story on that one as well. So all good advice. You enjoy it moving forward. Happy Valentine's Day, Doreen. I suspect it's your busy time of year. Thank you for being on the show
today.
Thank
you very much. Great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Doreen Pengrack, she's a Manitoban who runs the website chocolatour.net. So if you want to look at some of those events she mentioned happening around town, you can check it out.